34-year-olds are the most disengaged voting demographic in the province of British Columbia. Joining me on the line this morning is Olive Dempsey from Get Your Vote On, a nonpartisan campaign by and for young folks hoping to boost the profile of the election amongst this apathetic group of voters. The website is getyourvoteon.ca. Please welcome to the commentary.ca Olive Dempsey. Good morning, Ms. Dempsey.
Good morning.
Talk to me about how Get Your Vote On started.
It's actually interesting. It's got, in some ways it doesn't have a really clear start date, which I think is, I think it's a sign of the fact that this is so much a project of the community and something that is so volunteer-driven. There was some work done under the name Get Your Vote On, actually for the municipal election, the last one we had in Vancouver, and that was very grassroots and fairly small. There was a little bit of stuff done for Get Your Vote On for the federal election, the recent federal election, which mostly involved organizing all candidates' debates. There were a few held in pubs around Vancouver and then in Victoria, and they were both really successful. And they used the strategy that we use, which is take politics to young people where they are and, like, let's talk about it in ways that make sense to all of us. So in January, we had our big kickoff for the provincial campaign, and Get Your Vote On now in its current incarnation is the most comprehensive version so far. There was some planning done in the fall as well, but we really started in January.
So it's 18 to 34-year-olds. Is that the group of people that are running it? Or?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We really believe that this is a project that really needs to come from the people who we're trying to connect with.
Why do you think the young people are disengaged? Why are they apathetic about the electoral system, about politics in general?
We hear a number of different things when we go and talk to people. We do a lot of outreach. That's one of our main ways that we connect with people. And when we talk to people, you know, we hear a number of things. We hear, I don't feel like I have enough information to vote. I don't know where to get the information. I don't feel like my vote makes a difference. I don't feel like politicians care about my issues. I don't see the impact of my vote. I don't see anything changing, regardless of whether or not I vote. So those are the key themes that we hear when people talk about why they don't vote.
And the figure is about 34% of people that age?
Under 35, yeah. And then if you look at people under 24, it's actually 27%. So it goes even lower.
Now, Deb, let's talk about, well, first of all, isn't that reflective of the general population? That 60.5% voted in the last federal election.
Well, I think what that reflects is that young people are actually a symptom of a larger trend, which is declining participation in our democratic system in all Western democracies. What we're seeing is that since the 70s, the trend in voter turnout has declined, and what's happening is that young people aren't building those democratic habits. This isn't a phase that we grow out of when we hit 30 or we all start voting. What we're seeing is that across the board, people are voting less and less, and I think that it's most acute in this youngest generation.
One of the things that I was reading about on your website is you have this mobile phone network.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
One of the ways that we are working to connect with people is through text messaging, because we know that that's a tool that a lot of people in our demographic use. And so the text messaging network is a way to include people and get them information about the election through their cell phones, through text messaging. So we're sending out people can join in a couple of ways. They can kind of just give us their cell phone number and we enter them in, or they can text the message join to a short code, which the short code is 7788 MyGYVO. Once people are in the network, we do two main things. We send them reminders to vote on the days leading up to and on May 17th. And we've also been sending out text polls, weekly poll questions about different election issues. And it's a way to get people thinking about the issues, you know, when they get a question about campaign financing or electoral reform or any of the, you know, main election issues, and they're asked to respond, it gets them something, oh, what do I think about that? Or what are the issues? It also is a way for us to make young people's opinions and ideas part of political debate. We have all the results up on the website, and we've been trying to find a way to make sure that all these ideas actually become part of political discourse as well, so young people start hearing their perspectives in political debate more.
The issues concerning people 18 to 34, are those the same issues that people are concerned about in general, people older than that?
I think some of them are the same and some of them are different. I think think obviously there's more of a concern around education. There's a lot of concern about the environment. We did a survey of over 600 young people around BC in the fall, and we found the top three issues were education, healthcare, and the environment. What we did find, which was really interesting, we asked a question in that survey, you know, what is the issue that you never, never, never want to hear about ever again? And they said tax cuts, which I think is interesting, you know, when we look at what is the what are some of the most common issues that get talked about in the election compared to what are the issues that young people care about.
Is an effort like Get Out Your Vote, is that an effective way? Have you found it effective that people are getting engaged, that they are interested, that they will vote on May 17th?
I think so. I think absolutely. I mean, I think that Get Your Vote On, like, I think that democratic habits have been lost over a long period of time, and we're not going to build them all back up right away in one election cycle. But I think that strategies like these are exactly what's needed. People need to have a conversation with their peers. They need to have someone who looks like them, who's out on the dance floor with them. You know, we do a lot of outreach at events and clubs and stuff, who's out there saying, hey, you know, we know you care about things. We know you're not apathetic. We know, you know, you, these things do matter to you, so this is how you get engaged. What are the tools you need to be more involved? And when we talk to people, we find that a lot of people say it's not that they don't care about voting, it's that they don't see their role in it. They don't see how they can be involved. And so to start breaking down those barriers through something like Get Your Vote On, I think does have an impact, but I think it's a slower impact than maybe we'd all like to see.
One of the things that I noticed in the 2004 presidential election in the United States, there was a lot of talk from people like P. Diddy, celebrities, mm-hmm. telling youth to vote or die.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at the result of the election and the voter turnout there, a lot of young people chose to die instead of vote. How do you square that with the election here in British Columbia? Do you expect people to come out and vote? Or
we do, actually. And I think that, you know, I think there's a number of things that happen in the U.S. I know that voter turnout, I don't know the exact numbers, but voter turnout among young people did increase. The voter turnout, I think, amongst the general population increased as well a little bit, but so it did increase amongst young people. I also think that, again, I think the use of celebrities has a place, but I think that can't be the only thing. And I think perhaps the lack of huge increase in the U.S. is maybe a sign of that. And again, I would return to the kinds of strategies we're using, which is let's look at the real reasons people aren't voting. You know, they're not staying away from the polls because it's not cool. They're staying away from the polls for more complex reasons, and we need to think about what those complex reasons are and try and address them.
I believe Gary Bannerman was on last or 2 weeks ago, as well as Rafe Mayer, and they were both saying that elections don't get a lot of attention if there isn't a crisis, and I would think the increase in November in the United States was because of the Iraq thing and the economy and the sort. This election in British Columbia doesn't seem to have a crisis. People are expecting a low turnout. How do you respond to that?
Well, again, I think that I think the fact that it would take a crisis to get more people out to vote says something about our democratic system in general. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think young people are kind of the canaries in the mine, in some sense, of democratic engagement. And so we're the leading edge. We're not turning out to the polls. We need to look at why are people not engaged, what's not working, that is the thing that, you know, is keeping people away. And so I think that ideally we shouldn't need a crisis. And so again, what Get Your Vote On is trying to do is actually help people build those democratic habits. And so they feel that this is an important act, this is an important part of who they are as a citizen in their society, and they'll come out and take action regardless of a so-called crisis or not.
How are you finding parties in their ability to attract young people? Do you think that they're the problem?
I don't think they're the only problem, and I think certainly, you know, my boyfriend's father has a saying that we hear a lot, which is if what you're doing isn't working, try anything else. And so I think that we need to look at the parties, and we need to look at our electoral system, we need to look at our education system, you know, we need to look at our media system. I think these are all components that are part of having a democracy, and if our democracy isn't working, we need to look at all those components, and that certainly includes the role of the parties.
the STV referendum. Are you taking a position on that as an organization?
We're not, no. We're working to provide information about it, both the yes and the no, and then also some sort of neutral, just, hey, this is how it would work kind of information. It's been actually a really great tool, though, because people are interested in it. Like, it's something that we've found that people ask us about when we do outreach, and it's also something we can say to people when they're really disillusioned with the system. We can say, hey, well, there's this thing called electoral reform. Have you heard of that? Maybe you'd be interested in finding out more about it. And so in that sense, it's been an exciting sort of extra component of doing the outreach. But, you know, just as we're nonpartisan, we're also really clear about not taking a position on the referendum.
How are you finding when you talk to young people? Are they uninformed, misinformed, or...?
It's sort of a combination. In some ways, people, I think, assume they're more uninformed than they actually are. People will say, oh, I don't know enough to vote, and then you engage them in a conversation about something, and actually they have a lot of ideas, they have a lot of opinions about issues, but I think they have this idea somehow that being informed means that you read the Vancouver Sun every day, or you listen, you know what I mean, or you listen to CFAX every day, or whatever. And so actually people don't always know the details about the parties, but I think that they're actually quite engaged in terms of what they think about their world and what they want their life to be like.
In the Globe and Mail on April 21st, Mark Hume wrote an article, and he says that you were interviewed by Mark Hume, and it says that a bigger turnout of young voters could have changed the result and you list six ridings or so.
Mm-hmm.
Those ridings, Victoria Hillside, Vancouver Fairview, Vancouver Kingsway, Kensington, and Victoria Beacon Hill, those were all won by Liberals in 2001. Are you saying that if a greater number of young people showed up to vote, that they would have either voted NDP or Green? Is that the assumption that you make?
I think what the assumption is that someone voting anyway in that election, you know, in those ridings, would have happened, had an impact. I think what we were trying to say with that was this was a very close riding. There are races that are very close, regardless of which parties are the two leading ones. And young people can make a difference, and here's an example. The message we were really trying to get out about that was, hey, young people really need to be listened to as a demographic, and I think that's not happening enough. And so maybe if we show how impactful we can be, then our issues will start to be taken more seriously, and there'll be more efforts to engage this demographic.
So people in that demographic vote all over the political spectrum. They're not just progressive or left-wing voters, right?
Absolutely, and that's certainly something that we found in the outreach that we do as well.
Talk to me about these outreach events that you put on, and if there are any coming up, we'd like to know about them.
We've done a couple of things. When school was in, before the summer break, we were doing a lot of outreach on campuses, and that involved going to classrooms and speaking to people. That involved having tables out in the student union building, out on campuses, that kind of thing. We have gone to a lot of events. So bars, you know, clubs, when bands come to play, we'll contact the band and be like, hey, can we come have a table at your event? Or, you know, will you wear our T-shirt? That kind of thing. And we're having a big election night party coming up, which is going to be a great way to kind of get everyone out and have some fun and also start talking about, okay, what do we do for the next 4 years? You know, democratic engagement needs to be about more than just the ballot box every 4 years, so how do we stay engaged from now until, you know, the next May 17th? We're also doing some outreach with street-involved youth, which is something that hasn't really been done very much before, and I think is a really important piece. When we talk about young people, we need to think about the diversity of young people that exist in our communities. So that's something that we had an outreach session this past Saturday, and then coming up next Saturday, we've done training with a range of volunteers, and we're going and doing street outreach to street-involved youth, talking about what their issues are and how they can vote, why they might want to vote, that kind of thing.
Pardon my ignorance. What are street-involved youth?
Those youth who are either living on the street or living in shelters or, you know, at risk of living on the street. There's sort of a range in there. But they tend to be some of the most marginalized young people in our communities.
I see. So the election night party, can people go to that? Or
absolutely. It's at the Lamplighter, which is 210 Abbott Street. We're going to start at about 7:30. The results start coming in at 8, and then we're having a band start at 9:30, and it's just going to be a way to celebrate all the volunteers that we've had helping out and all the people who came out and participated in our events, and then also talk to people who are there about, you know, okay, what are we going to do now that the election's over? How are we going to stay engaged? How are we going to keep this process moving?
And so it won't shut down on May 18th, right?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And hopefully there'll be a federal election before then.
Well, we've talked about trying to do something federally, and we'd like to because we think this is a model that's really effective. You know, if they call the election on May 18th, I'm gonna be a little tired.
Right.
But absolutely, it's something that we think really needs to be taken to the next level.
Talking about the federal election. Is this get your vote on? Is this just a British Columbia phenomenon? Is this something that's being done across the country here?
Well, there's certainly other groups that are doing some things that are sort of similar, some, you know, different tactics. There's definitely a movement, I would say, to try and engage young people again in the democratic process. The specific way that Get Your Vote On organizes, from what I know, is the only group in Canada doing it this way. We're based in BC. We definitely want to try and expand across the country. One of our mottos is to help young people organize in their own communities in ways that make sense to them. And, you know, we see our role as one that provides support and a kind of infrastructure to do that. And so while we'd like to expand across Canada, what that means is how do we go into communities in other provinces, in the territories, and help young people there organize their own versions of Get Your Vote On that make sense for the places that they live.
Oh, and one more question. Who funds you?
We're funded from a range of sources. Our text messaging and our website are funded by Western Economic Diversification Canada. We have a bunch of foundation funding and some individuals. So that's the bulk of it, you know, Vancouver Foundation, Van City Foundation, Tide Canada, groups like that.
Olive Dempsey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
And the website is getyourvoteon.ca. Check their site out, and if you're not doing anything on election night, join them at the Lamplighter, 210 Abbott, 7:30, right?
Yeah.
All right. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Plana. Thanks.